Well, do you feel stuck? Do you feel like, man, what do I do now? Sheila Walsh has been there. She has a new book. It's called Holding On When You Want to Let Go, Clinging to Hope When Life is Falling Apart. And have we all felt that recently? Yes, indeed. Sheila Walsh is with us right now. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Sheila, describe to us those feelings when you could go two different ways, but you feel stuck in the middle and you don't know what to do.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I think everybody feels that way ever since the COVID-19 pandemic kind of closed the world down. It's like we're living in another reality. And I found myself really kind of spiraling again and giving in to despair. And really, honestly, that's why I wrote the book, Todd, because I found myself kind of sinking. And I thought, I know it's not just me. So I wanted to be able to send like a tidal wave of hope to other people who are experiencing the same thing that we all are.
Mm. Well, during this time, how has your own personal faith been affected?
Well, it's interesting. It was really challenged and then changed. Because for the first few weeks of the pandemic, I thought, well, this is kind of cool. I mean, I'm used to going out every weekend and speaking. And so I suddenly didn't have to go fly anywhere. I didn't have to wear makeup. I could stay in my pajamas, binge watch the Great British Baking Show. But then I found myself kind of spiraling again. Mm. And I had to ask the Lord, how do I live in these days? I knew how to live when life was what we considered normal before, mm-hmm. but this was a whole new reality. And I remember Ruth Graham, who was kind of a spiritual mentor to me, Billy Graham's wife, she said to me one time, when you're studying something or you're asking God about something, don't just read what's current, go as far back as you can. And so I found this amazing quote by a guy called Athanasius, who wrote in the 4th century. Mm. And he said that whereas most of Scripture speaks to us, the Psalms speak for us. They give us a language of prayer. They give us a language of despair, of questioning, of joy, of hope. And so I began at halfway through COVID, and I continue it to this day. I read 3 Psalms out loud every day, because it's good for my ears to hear what my eyes are reading. And it's like a declaration of this is what I believe to be true, no matter how I might be feeling at the moment. Mm.
And I love the chapters you talk about holding on in different situations, and you've been through quite a few of them, but I like the one where you talk about holding on when you've messed up.
Yeah. You know, honestly, one of the greatest gifts out of this whole COVID thing for me is understanding in a way I've never understood before that God is the God of the messer-upper. You know, we all make mistakes. We all fail. We all fall down. But the good news is that's why Jesus came. You know, when Jesus was talking to the crowd who were really upset with him because he'd gone to Zacchaeus' house, they'd gone to this tax collector's house who had robbed his own people. I mean, he was just a horrible person. Mm. And they were like, why on earth would you go and have dinner with this guy? Yeah. And Jesus said, you know, I have come to seek and to save those who are lost. And that little word, apolimai, in the Greek means ruined, broken beyond repair. And that's why Jesus came. He didn't come, you know, because we were all doing great and maybe needed a little, you know, head up, or, you know, a little lift up every now and again. He came because we're all messed up. And yet he loves us in the midst of our mess.
Mm. Well, after reading through all the Psalms and doing it multiple times, what do you think David was like to hang out with? He seems like a really sensitive guy.
I think he will be wonderful to hang out with, and we'll get to do it one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's an interesting person because, and I love the fact that he's called a man after God's own heart, but he was very flawed. I mean, he was this passionate shepherd boy who loved God with all his heart. But he wasn't a good father. He made a lot of mistakes in his fathering, and that impacted his children. But the thing that distinguished David was, it wasn't his performance, it was his heart. That God looked at him, he was quick to repent when he made mistakes. When David messed up, he took his pain to the God of the messer upper. And I think that's what God's looking for in us. Not that we get it all right, but we know where to take our pain.
Mm. The book is called Holding On When You Want to Let Go, written by Sheila Walsh, has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Sheila.
I've enjoyed it. It's lovely to talk to you, Todd.